reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, lovely friends from all around the world. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. This is Arab English Radio. Once more, I have the honor to be your host. This is Asma, and here with me I have two very dear guests, Sister Bita.
Yeah.
And Zahra.
And Sister Zahra. Well, assalamu alaikum, both of you.
Alaikum
assalam, dear.
And you know the ritual. You have to introduce yourself very much briefly. Tell us about your background and let us know you more.
I'm Zahra, and I'm a computer science student. I also attend HOSA and have finished my second stage studies in HOSA and I'm completing my degree in computer science.
So that's very good. Wish you best of luck.
Computer science, your literature, and that's
what a combination.
Beautiful combination.
Yeah.
And I'm Bita, by the way, and it's a pleasure for me to be here again. I'm studying medical science, and that's it.
Yeah, thank you for being
You're
here,
welcome.
Both of you. Well, once more, I have the pleasure to sit here with these very dear guests. So there are some friends of mine, who, when they gather together, they start just talking, giving notions, and
backbiting, gossiping.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's not put it that harsh way. We're just giving information to each other. There was a play that we were reading it, which was so interesting and funny, and I recommend everyone to go and read it because that's so interesting and that so applicable to our real life nowadays. Which was a school for scandal. And there was this woman out there whom she always started a gossip in different communities. And then what she said as a justification, whenever anybody accused her of gossiping, she said, "I'm not gossiping. I'm just reporting what I have heard." So under this notion and under this pretext, we always do things that we shouldn't do. Because whatever we say might destroy the reputation of a person or even maybe the destiny of a person. Mm-hmm. So it's very difficult to listen to different reports and not get affected.
Yeah, because as much as you would like to tell people to not gossip and not talk behind people's backs and not say bad things about them, there are always people who will. And the question comes that, well, when you hear these things, what are you going to do about it?
Exactly.
Are you going to like go be like, "Oh my God, that person, yeah. I know they like last night binged on
because
a
bottle of ice
cream." Because
we have some side notes as well, you know, because we already have got some other reports. So when you add it to the reports given to you, it would create such a beautiful story.
Yeah.
So it's so hard to control it.
Yeah, definitely. And other than the fact of whether it is even true or false, the influence it has on ourselves and how we interact with that person later on shows itself
because it would lead to judgments, and mostly these judgments are not going to be good judgments.
You know, the thing is, it's fun, you know, sitting in a group of friends talking about other people. Look at that woman, she's wearing this red dress, it's so flashy. Oh my gosh, what a personality
it's
she
not
has
just like that.
You know,
Bita, you have been at university, but it doesn't end in that point.
Exactly,
you know? In some occasions, you, as I just told you, you have some side notes. The other person is adding something. If you put that puzzle together, you will get somewhere.
Yeah.
So exactly there, the story gets so interesting and funny. That's the suspense, but you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
You have to make a decision whether you want to be involved in that gossip and that scandal or not.
Yeah, there are so many other domains and other circumstances that we can refer to as an example of this thing that will happen, not only among women, because mostly we have this kind of
accusation of women
that
right.
they talk a lot. But I saw this with my own two eyes, specifically in my university, that even boys talk about each other a lot, specifically even whenever they are working, and it's not about gender. gender, or not even generation, or no other factor that
there's
we
no
may
limits.
Be judgmental.
Everybody is interested
Everybody.
In gossiping. Everybody is interested.
Everybody
is
prone
to do
know
that.
What's going on.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the point.
As they say, they want to know the tea.
Exactly. Yeah. And the point here is to control this desire in order to talk about
Another
other people
important point.
And be judgmental.
Is actually to control your judgments.
Yeah.
Which we're going to talk about more after the break. You're listening to, well, this is Asma. Sister Bita and Sister Zahra are helping us with the topic, which is related to gossiping, which is related to listening but not judging other people. But is it possible to listen but not be affected and not passing any judgment on people?
I think it's very difficult if you have heard something, especially in the form of gossip, because people don't come and gossip and be like, you don't know that girl yesterday. She went and she exercised for 30 minutes. She drank all the water she needs for the day. She ate all her healthy
It's food. Not those
they're
good
like,
things.
No, they're like, you won't believe what she did the other day. So it's always juicy, kind of usually negative material.
And fishy, smelly.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
stuff you can be like, oh, no way. Is that what she meant? And so it's pretty much, I would say, almost impossible.
If you have a kind of impression about people whenever you face them at the first meeting, okay, you cannot stop your feeling about the way they speak, the way they talk to you.
But we don't let that get in the middle of our judgment.
Exactly.
I mean, we give them some opportunities to defend themselves.
Yeah, and this is the point. This is the whole point, to let them show their true color, show their true self, show their true personality, and it takes time.
I guess adding on to what Sister Bita said, you can't control your emotions.
Yeah.
But you can control what you do about them.
Exactly.
You can't control, like, if you feel bad or if you feel kind of, like, you know, unpleasant or, like, angry at somebody. But you can control, like, how you treat them.
Like, I'm going to give you an example of a situation. Like, for example, imagine you're a boss.
Yeah.
A person is coming to you as an interviewer. Before you know about this interviewer, previously, you have heard something about them. You didn't know that they would come as an interviewer to you. But then now you have a background about them. Would that background affect their ability, their talent as an interviewer?
So that would be really difficult. Like, somebody would have to over there be like, okay, if it's my responsibility to... Oh, in this position, it's my responsibility to judge people.
Exactly. And I'm not here to have a morality check.
Yeah.
It's just a work.
And only judge, only like decide, basically.
Yeah.
I guess more than judging, decide based on a series of, as our sister said, criteria, that does this person fit the criteria I need for over here? So obviously what they've heard from before can be a basis to, you know, like, watch out, like, they're like, okay, I've heard from somebody that this person doesn't complete their work on time. Then that would be something for them to watch out for, to ask for. But not default treat the person like a criminal because of something they've heard from somebody else. That, well, because I know you're lazy and you don't complete your work on time, I'm going to put like 50 more restrictions on you.
As a doctor, one of the biggest things that we try to maintain is to not have any feelings about people.
Exactly.
Whenever we see them, according to the way that they are wearing their clothes and whatever, because there are so many different levels of people, different social status that came to the doctor. I mean, there is no boundary here.
Yeah.
You may face a kind of poor, homeless person.
So what should you do?
The only thing that we try to maintain is that it's okay to have feelings about patients. It's okay to have impressions about people.
But you shouldn't let it come in the middle of your
diagnosis. And not only your diagnosis, the way you treat that patient, you have to be fair. And because you are there in order to do that, this is your responsibility.
It's nice that in all majors we have something like that. Let's go for a break, and then we'd come up with the last part of today's episode, and then I would tell you about my major as well.
Yeah.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So, yes, we're talking about how to listen to things without being judgmental, and we don't let those things affect our judgments. In literature, we have intentional fallacy. I don't know if you have heard that or not, but then that's a nice notion. They say that if a critic would go for a work of art, but instead of going for the beauty of that work, for the elements inside that work, you go and search in the biography of the author or things related to the external world, then you are going to get into the trap of intentional fallacy.
Yeah.
So the same thing is applicable to the real world. If we are going to judge someone based on their talents, we shouldn't dig deeper in the things we know already or in the predetermined notions that we have.
Especially if it has nothing to do with us.
Exactly.
Like, you know, at some point, maybe you're like a parent, you're trying to fix something, you're a teacher, you're a psychologist, you're a employer.
Yeah.
In a certain area, not even in everything, in a certain set of like skills, behaviors, it's important for you to learn about these things, especially like, for example, in marriage, like all of those things get covered over there. But if you're just like, you know, just a random stranger, it's none of your business to like go and try to figure out, you know, that lady who's walking over there, where is she going? Who is she trying to meet? Does she, you know?
Try to practice not being so nosy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Don't put your nose where it doesn't belong, because it might lead to dangerous decisions.
Mm-hmm. If I'm correct, what you're talking about is the Islamic notion of inviting to good and forbidding from evil.
Yeah.
In this as well, we are prohibited from going and searching into people's private lives to figure out if they are doing an evil for us to, like, then go and prohibit them from it or not. And obviously, in a public social perspective, somebody who's doing a public and social wrong deed, you are allowed as a member of society to, in its own level with its own regulations and criteria, let somebody know that what they're doing is harmful to society. Another thing that our sister Bita mentioned was that you know, you like to tell other people things because you want to attract attention. You like saying something to someone because you want to hear that wow. There are situations where you end up having to tell people, you know, like, this person did something, or that person said something. Like, there are situations where that happens. You have to tell a parent that, you know, your kid did that. Your, I don't know, your friend did that. Your, like, if it relates to somebody. And what's important is when you try to transfer that information, to not add your own judgment onto it. Like, don't be like, like, don't go around and be like, she gave this gift to you because she meant to, like, you know, put you down for that other thing.
Now, we
you
all
did.
Know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And it usually ends up messing people's relationships up. Like, if you want to tell something and you need to tell something to somebody, tell it as it is. Don't add your own personal spice or judgment.
So even if you are going to be like that, do it as a man. So do it in the best and purest way possible. Don't add personal judgments on it. And do not add your criticism. Do not add your hatred toward that person to it. Do not exaggerate, even if you are doing that, which is not a good thing to do. So the best way to ignore all the situation is not to listen to it from the very first step. This way you are just protecting yourself from further problems and dangers that might come. And by the way, Sister Bita mentioned something very beautiful about God and the way he protects us, though he knows our deficiencies. This is very important. Since we love him, we have to practice the same thing toward our human fellows. We are all folk, and we are sister and brothers, so we have to do this for ourselves. We have to protect ourselves from the deficiencies that we have. Like, if I know something bad about my friend, about someone, a stranger, not my friend, my duty as a human being is to protect those people. And this was all. Thank you for staying with us. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.